collections, repos, charge-offs. We've all had our fair share with credit, from denials to late payments. So let's fix the damage by educating ourselves to removals and approvals. This is Credit and Coffee with T. Marie. Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Credit with T. Marie. This episode right here, you're going to want to take some notes. So definitely grab your pen and a notepad, sit down, listen to this. You're going to listen to this several times so you can take your notes, because this episode is going to go by real quick. So I need you to stick with this and take your notes. You ready for it? Here we go. Number one, credit limits. If you have two credit cards minimum that have less than $1,000 as a credit limit, do not go and apply for more. Why? Because these companies are going to keep you in what's known as a low-tier credit card bubble. They are not even going to reconsider you to get a mid-tier or top-tier. It's going to stop you and limit you from getting these benefits that these mid-tier and top-tier credit cards give you, which is like cash back bonuses or even points that you're able to use for like free flights, dinners from restaurants, anything like that. So, only have two. Literally, some of these banks that hold these credit cards will look at your credit file. They're going to be like, well, dang, such and such has seven credit cards with a credit limit that's less than 1,000. So, let's go ahead and keep them in this bubble, because at this point, they're desperate. They're desperate to get these credit cards. Don't do it. That means anytime you get into the mail, hey, you've been pre-approved and it's $750 worth of a credit limit or even less than $1,000, don't you dare accept it, especially when you know in your wallet you already have a minimum of two that has less than a credit limit. Keep that in mind. Number two, I have something on my Facebook group, which is 750 Plus Credit Club. That is 750 Plus Credit Club LLC Facebook group. Go ahead and add yourself to there. I have posted a document that has different credit card companies along with a specific phone line that you are able to call if you were to get denied for a credit card. If you are seeking credit cards and it happens to be over $1,000 worth of a credit limit and they deny you, call what's known as a reconsideration line. Call them, ask them what is the reason for the denial. That way you don't have to wait 7 to 10 days for the mail like they tell you as their standard. And this will actually break down, well, this is the reason why we denied you. If they said, well, you had a late payment on this particular account 2 freaking years ago. Okay, think back. What happened 2 years ago? Oh, this is the reason why I was late. I was in the hospital. I had a car accident. I was giving birth. Or I was down and out, I lost my job, I was going through a financial struggle, anything like that. Some of these credit card companies want to be able to hear your story so that they can understand what you was going through during that time and possibly reconsider your application, that denial that you received can turn into an approval. Definitely take advantage of that recon line. It's the documentation that I have in the file section in my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club. Check it out. Number three, secure cards. Exactly what the name is, secure cards. Secure cards means that you have to put down a certain amount as a deposit, which would be known as your credit limit. So again, going back to number one, don't have nothing less than 1,000. However, with your secure credit cards, their minimum to put down is about $200, maybe even $250. You should only have one. That's if you're trying to rebuild. Don't go no higher than that. You should only keep a low minimum balance for those secure credit cards, literally. You should not put no more money down other than $200 or $250, whatever their minimum is, and that's only for rebuilding your credit. No more than that. Again, you don't want to get stuck in a bubble or a low-tier credit card bubble, okay? Number four, you know what? I love credit unions. I actually bank at a credit union, but what I'm not going to do is continuously get credit cards from a credit union. Here's the reasoning. There's nothing wrong with getting a credit card from a credit union, especially if you bank at a credit union, because you get whatever their benefits are at that credit union. They hold you at a certain standard. Plus, you've already built trust within that company and they have built trust to you. So it's more like they work hand in hand with you. But if you're consistently going to like Navy Federal Credit Union or USAA or different things like that, maybe even your local credit union, you're only, again, limiting yourself to what they hold as far as a standard as a credit card, and they may not even have benefits included within that credit card. You want to break away from that habit with credit unions and start searching for other ones. Go after a Chase credit card. Go after American Express. Go after Citibank. Those are considered mid-tier or top-tier credit cards. There's other ones as well, and I have listed them on my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club. Make sure you add yourself to that. I have a list of mid-tier and top-tier credit cards that you are able to apply for that has nothing to do with a credit union. Make sure you take advantage of those type of credit cards. Why? Because you get added benefits. Not only are you improving your credit profile, improving your credit score, but you are taking advantage of the fact that you can get cash back. You're also taking advantage of the fact that you gain points from making payments or even charging your credit card. You can use those points for what? What we all dream of. Take a freaking vacations. You get hotel benefits, car rental benefits, flight benefits, having someone else fly with you for free possibly. You never know what benefits you can get if you don't get outside your box. Take advantage of those. Get outside of this credit union bubble. Go explore other options. Try to get you a mid-tier. Once you are approved for a mid-tier, your foot is in the door to get you a top tier. Trust and believe that. Number 5, get you an everyday card. American Express has one that's called the Blue Cash Preferred Everyday Card. What I mean by that is that everyday cards, you're able to get a percentage of what you charge that could be used, again, cash back or points. So with American Express, their Blue Cash Preferred, they give you 6% back for streaming services. I believe it's 3% for groceries. I think it's another 6%. For gas. You want to take a look at these benefits. You're getting cash back for things that you do on a daily basis. You get gas almost every day, or at least once a week. You're getting groceries almost every day, especially when you're trying to get snacks or something for lunch. I mean, come on now. If you're swiping your debit card for different things on a regular freaking basis, you're not getting nothing by using your debit card. Take advantage of using a credit card that you're able to get cash back or points on. Swipe. Then what you can do, whatever your amount is, let's say that you spent $50 at the grocery store. You put it on your credit card. Depending upon the company, that's 3% that you're getting back from that amount. Then use your debit card, pay that $50 on that charge card. That way you're not going over your 10% or 30%, whichever you want to go to, and you're keeping a low balance so that whenever your statement date appears, whatever your statement amount is kept at a low standard, keeping it under 10% of your statement date, so that you don't have to worry about losing your credit reporting points, your credit score points, anything like that. So learn to break away from the debit card. Use your credit card, especially when you get points or cash back. And just use your debit card in order to pay that. Point blank, period. Last but not least, take advantage of the auto pay. What if one day you forget that you have to make a payment? That auto pay helps, especially at the minimum. Your credit limit is $1,000, but your payment minimum is $35. Put it on auto pay. Also, make an additional payment amount, especially if you're steaming close to your credit limit, make an additional payment amount. That way, when your statement date comes up, it's actually lower than what you've actually spent. So definitely do that. Take advantage of your auto pay. It comes out automatically from your debit account. Also, add additional amount to pay that off. Again, so when your statement date appears, what's being reported to the credit bureaus is less than what you have spent. So I hope you took notes on everything that I stated. If you have any questions, or maybe you want me to discuss a specific topic, there is a link where you're able to send me a voice message. I'll be able to listen to that voice message, take your question, and be able to record another episode for Coffee and Credit. And we can go ahead and discuss more. Continuously listen to this particular episode so you're able to take notes. And go ahead and add yourself to my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club LLC. 750 Plus Credit Club LLC. And I will see you on the next episode.